Welcome to Sideline Judgment. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
And today is a very special, special, special episode of Sideline Judgment. Tyler, you are interviewing Amanda Chaney.
The one and only.
The one and only friend of the pod, Amanda Chaney, junior gymnastics member on the University of Florida team. I said that one weird.
The Gators is what you meant to say.
Yes, on the Gators, exactly. This weekend is the national championship round of the gymnastics tournament. Am I right?
Correct. NCAA championship.
Yes, let's go ahead and listen to your interview with Amanda Chaney, and we'll come back in, check in and see how it was. So without further ado, Tyler K. Williams and Amanda Chaney.
Welcome to Sideline Judgment. I am Tyler, and I am with Amanda Chaney. She's back on the pod. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is exciting again.
Yeah, we're back in a fancy recording booth. Some exciting things have been happening in Amanda's life. So why don't you just tell everybody what's been going on?
Yeah, so we went to SECs. We qualified to regionals. We were in Penn State for regionals 2 weekends ago, and we hit a very, very good meet at regionals, and now we're about to go to NCAA. So very exciting times.
Gymnastics championships. How, like, can you describe how it feels? I know you guys have been here before, but
yeah. I think it was different, this feeling of qualifying this year, because usually we're known not to have a great regional meet because it's a weird, like, week off between SECs, and it's just, I don't know, we're just trying to survive and keep going. But this year we came off of not a great SECs, and we just really wanted to put together a meet that we know we're capable of doing, and we absolutely did that. And yeah, so it's really exciting because we know how good we are and how we still didn't even have our best lineups up at regionals, and we can even be better. So, yeah.
Yeah, what seemed from me watching to define this gymnastics team this year is just overcoming adversity.
Yeah.
You guys have had to deal with a lot
yes.
and losing a lot of key pieces, and you've had a lot of struggles, but I think so far that seemed to have made your team a little bit better for it.
Yeah, it's almost like that. We don't really have excuses, but like, oh, this person's sick, this person's having an off day, this person has injuries, like, it's okay, next one up, like, we got it, we have plenty of depth, and that's what we did at regionals. We didn't have, one of our main girls got a little hurt at SEC, so we didn't have her in every lineup that we usually do at regionals, and like, we still came out and did great. We had some lineup changes between practice day and competition, and we still were able to pull it together. So yeah, it's really cool how everyone is so talented on this team and just willing to step in whenever needed.
Yeah, so you guys, Florida posted the second highest regional score out of all teams.
Yep.
Can you just describe, it was at 197.725.
Yep.
You just describe what it was like in University Park?
Yeah, it was, so we walked in on practice day and it was a very small arena. Like, we weren't used to competing in small places. So we were kind of like, oh, this is different, interesting. And with six teams and like even other competitors, individual competitors, it was like packed. Like everywhere you looked, you had gymnasts or fans or whatever. So it was a cool feeling in the arena just because everyone was there just because they love gymnastics so much. So it was loud and fun and energetic. Our parents were crazy with their, I don't know what to call them. They're not costumes, uniforms, whatever. They all match and are super loud. So that was fun. But yeah, posting the second highest score, like I said before, like we know we can be the best in the country, and we've already beaten that one team that we're ahead of us. Yeah, so it's just it's a good feeling for all of us. Like, we want it so bad.
Yeah, so let's just kind of go ahead and announce the field for those of you that don't know. But the field for the team qualifiers for the 2018 Women's Gymnastics Championships are in order of regional score:
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma, Florida, LSU, UCLA, Nebraska, Utah, Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, California, Georgia, and Washington. So first thing off the bat, there's six SEC teams.
That is the first time ever in history. We've never had that many. So half of the teams are SEC, which was incredible. So cool.
It's quite a feat. That's quite a feat. I mean, dare I say, gymnastics conference. But
yeah.
Yes. True. So you guys fly out on Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday.
And then you get the, so I'm getting to get there Wednesday night.
Yeah, so we have a banquet Wednesday night. All the teams go to, and the individual qualifiers who also qualified. It's just like a dinner. There's some awards given out. It's fun to see other teams because we do have friends on other teams, so that's fun to be with them for a night. And then Thursday we have our practice day, and then Friday starts semifinals and then finals. hopefully on Saturday.
I was going to ask you about that, actually. Mm-hmm. For the banquet, like, how is it to, like, see other people that you know on that stage?
Like, yeah, it's cool. It's kind of funny because we're all, like, once we hit the competition floor, we're all like, no, we're gonna win. We're going to beat you. We're all very serious. But off of it, we're all happy and excited to see each other. And just, I mean, we've all done this for our entire life, so it's nice to still have friends, even though you're in a different color leotard.
Yeah. What probably helps with that is that gymnastics is not a sport where you're actually physically...
Right,
like,
we're not hurting them.
Hurting another person or matching. So, like, that probably helps keep it civil.
We wish you the best, but we hope we're a little better kind of thing.
Well, do you have... I don't want to jinx anything, but do you have a feeling one way or the other the way it's going to go? Or
I think it's going to be very close. If everything happens like it's supposed to happen, or plays out to be, it's going to be like down to the last routine of the last event. Like, I think it's going to be so close, which will make it exciting, but it's going to be like a dogfight for sure.
Well, Florida finished third overall last year, so mm-hmm. you're definitely capable of getting close. And the Florida won, I believe, was it three back-to-back national championships?
Yeah, they won from 2013 to 2015, so it's been 2 years now since...
Oklahoma has, in the meantime, won three of the last four.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be an interesting matchup. So why don't you just, for those that don't know, why don't you just take the listener like kind of through how and see like how women's gymnastics championships, like how it works.
Yeah. So we had regionals, and two teams from each regional, so there's six different regionals, qualify as a national. So we have 12 now. And so the first day of prelims, which is Friday, there's two sessions. Each session has six teams. Our session, we have us, OU, Utah, oh gosh, Washington, Cal, Kentucky, and there's one more.
I don't have a list in front of me.
Is it Georgia?
It's probably Georgia.
Whatever. So there's six in each session, and then the top three from each session qualify to finals, or Super Six, which is also known as finals for people who don't know gymnastics. And then, so there's six rotations, and there's only four events, so each team will have two byes of rotation, which makes the meet extremely long. But, I mean, you got to do what you got to do with six teams. And then Saturday night, the champion will be named, and that's it. It's two meets, so...
Wow. Two meets in like 2 days.
Really?
Like, that's
exactly.
A lot of physical stress.
Plus so, like, a practice day, which is the same thing. So it's a lot on your body, but.
Which, I mean, that's another one of those things with this Florida team that could both be like a good and bad thing.
Yeah.
Because you have been a little hurt by injury. So your depth, I mean, I'm just speaking in terms here, but like your depth might be a little worse for wear. But I mean, so many freshmen have competed this year.
And it our lineups, I don't even know if we've had a meet where our lineups were identical to another. So,
it seems to change every
year. So I think that's important for us going into Super Six. If we don't have, like, if prelims, we have, say we don't go exactly what we want to do, but we know that we can put up another girl in a different spot in the lineup or whatever and still hit, like, that's so important that we know that going forward.
Well, awesome. How does it usually work in the sense of, like, once the champion's been decided, like, does everyone kind of know before it happens?
Well, it kind of depends. So, like, last year, OU was just lights out the entire meet, and they knew they won before their last girl on floor went. Like, they didn't even need that last score to boost them up above anyone. So it was kind of like a race to second. So between us and LSU, we ended on bars, they ended on beam. So it was kind of like... really down to our last routines for both, and beam takes longer of a rotation than bars did. So we were done with our rotation, and we were waiting for them to finish to see where we landed. But so it kind of just depends on how the meet goes before, if it's super close, if it's not. And kind of like what I said, I don't know if I said this on the last one, but SECs, when we won my freshman year, we didn't know at all. Like, they didn't post the scores. And the only way we figured out was because of all the cameras and everything were on our team. Like, okay, why would all of the cameras be over here if we didn't win? So I don't know. It'll be I'm hoping it's just like a really good, solid meet. Every team hits and really see who is the best.
And do you guys usually typically just like fly back like immediately afterwards? Or
no, we're actually flying.
Spend the night?
Yeah, we get to spend the night. We fly back Sunday. So it'll be a late night though. The meet doesn't start till 7.
Oof.
And it's a 6 rotation meet. So, and plus awards and everything. And hopefully if it all goes the way we want it to go, we'll have a nice celebration after with our families and our coaches and everything. So.
Yeah, and hopefully if it all works out, you can come back to Gainesville and we'll all celebrate with you.
Yes, that's exactly. That'll be fun.
Do you know just what kind of rotation? Because I know that you do different rotations at different periods, mm-hmm. kind of depending on the meet. What kind of rotation, basically, I'm beginning to lose terms here, but mm-hmm. what would be the best for your team? Like,
okay, yeah. So on practice day, we start on bars. So we'll go bars, beam, by, or not practice day, I'm sorry, prelims day. Bars, beam, by, floor, vault, by. So we end on a by on practice, prelims day. Sorry, oh my gosh. So hopefully we don't end on a by for Super 6, because then you're literally waiting it out an entire rotation, which is brutal. We've started on every event this year. We've started on, I don't think we haven't started on beam yet, but we've started on vault, bars, and floor. So I don't think it matters, honestly. Vault starting is perfect because that's Olympic order. That's what you always want to start on. Like, that's home meets. But, I mean, it probably won't work out that way because it's all pre-selected and just drawn. But hopefully we don't end on a bye. That's the only thing we don't want.
Yeah, I would imagine that in that last period you'd want to be competing.
Yeah, you want to see what's happening. You want to be in that. Because then it's kind of like you're sitting in the locker room on a bye and you're just hearing it all happen in the background. Like, I don't know, that wouldn't be as fun.
So last time that we talked to you, you're still getting a little bit better from your injury.
Yes.
You are getting a lot better now. You did a flip recently?
I did. I got
first flip in a while.
I got cleared about 3 weeks ago, I guess, so... Obviously, I can't go full-blown right now, but I've done some beam series. I've done some flips on the tumble track. It's fun. It's crazy to start back over literally from scratch, but...
Yeah, I'd imagine. I mean, like, it's just... Gymnastics is a sport you have to have such comfortability and knowledge of your body mm-hmm. that an injury can really kind of derail that.
Yeah, and even, like, air awareness. Like, I'm flipping on beam, and I like, get dizzy. I'm like, this is not... I'm just not used to it again, but, yeah, it... Just learning it again. It's muscle memory. It'll come back.
So just recap that. Amanda just said she was slipping on the beam and she got dizzy. I would be terrified of this.
I mean, it is a little scary, to be honest. Like yesterday when I was doing, I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't be this dizzy. I need to fix that. But it'll come back.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing that we talked about last time how your role has kind of changed mm-hmm. with the team. You've been kind of more of a supportive kind of like a student coach, basically. Do you think that's helped? I mean, you guys are going to the NCAA championship,
I'd like to say it helped. It's funny because we had at the last meet, Jenny was like, Amanda, can you do this? Can you go grab this? And I was like, Jenny, I have to be there for this. I have to say this one word to Alex, or I have to do this one thing for Jazzy on bars. Like, it's just little things for each girl that I have to do, or not have to do, but they would like me to do, and I will obviously do whatever I can for them because I'm not competing, but it's fun.
Well, that's awesome. Just getting a little bit of the mindset of the team. Mm-hmm. What is the team? This is going to sound a little weird. What is the team that you're facing that you most want to beat? And I think I know your answer here.
Okay. I would say we most want to beat LSU because – we have lost to them. That's the only team we've lost. Well, not the only team. We've lost them twice this year. So it's kind of just that, like, come on, let's.
And
it's
time. They finished second last year, one mm-hmm. spot ahead of you. So
and by like 0.003. That's another thing different at nationals. So there's six judges, and usually there's only at home meets there's two. At regionals and SECs there's four. So at nationals there's six. So they have. You throw out the highest score, you throw out the lowest score, and then the four middle ones you average. So you're not going to get your normal, like, 9.825 or 9.975 or whatever. You're going to get, like, 9.9234 or whatever, like, weird decimals. So that's how we finished so close to LSU last year. It was, like, less than half a tenth.
It's an interesting
system. Yeah, well, I think it's great. It makes it way more fair. Because even if you have four judges, you're – two middle ones that you're averaging, it's kind of just like a normal meet. You're just averaging the two. But when you have to average four, it makes a big difference. That's why it could literally come down to less than – someone could win by less than a quarter of a tenth. Like 0.025 you could win by. So it's going to be crazy.
That's insane. I mean, yeah. I agree that, like, that scoring system seems to be a little bit more fair in regards to, like, just kind of evening things out. Is there just, because I'm not really sure, is there a different way, like, is there a different way you have to go about routines, like, at this level? Do the different judges look for different things? Or
I mean, with six judges, I'm sure every judge has their little quirk that they look for. Like, one might be stuck dismount, one might be like beautiful lines or powerful, whatever. So each judge will have their different little thing that they look for, like always. So it's just now there's six instead of four. So it's kind of just doing what we've done all season and hoping that what we've got other scores from in the past, they're the same.
It's going to be in St. Louis, correct?
Yes, back to St. Louis.
How do you feel about that?
It'll be good. It's not too far. It's like a two-hour plane ride. So,
you guys actually get to fly this time, though.
Yeah, we get to charter, which is very nice. Yeah, when we went to SECs, we had to like drive to Tampa, fly to St. Louis, or we flew into somewhere else and then drove to St. Louis. It was like a long thing. But now,
this is very like
it was an entire day. Like it was like, all right, let's go. Come on, we wanna be there already. But we're at a different hotel this time, so that'll be kind of cool to be in a different area, not the same exact place as SECs.
Mm. All right. Do you have anything like you want to say about that, or just the general meet? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you can watch it, it'll be such a great thing. It's on. We're gonna be live on ESPNU. I know gymnastics isn't something everyone would think to go look for on TV, but this
one
will
be.
Yeah, I know. There's a few, obviously, but I think it's going to be a very, very exciting meet.
Yeah. That kind of wraps up my questions about gymnastics. Mm-hmm. Like, very excited for you guys. Hope you guys can do. Hope you guys do well. Hope you guys bring back home.
Yes,
a championship.
Bring that trophy. Home.
We'll all party and hang out.
Yeah. Well, our little good luck charm Bailey is supposed to be coming. So that's we're very excited for that. She came to regionals. We did well at regionals. She wasn't at SECs, so.
And you guys did
just say it. I'm just saying.
Not do so well at SECs.
It's all looking like it's gonna line up. Hopefully.
Is there any just transition away from gymnastics? Mm-hmm. You got any other things you feel about sports in general?
Gator sports.
Sergio wants you to not bash soccer.
I know.
Which means
I'm
gonna give you full rein to do that if you want.
I can't even bash it because I don't know it that well, so I can't even do it that.
Here's my question. Okay. I gotta settle an issue. Is hockey just soccer on ice? Would you go out and say that?
I would agree. But hockey to me is more exciting to watch because there's just more happening, I feel like.
And people are slamming into each
other. Yeah, like there's aggressive. Soccer, I guess there's some aggressive thing. There are some aggressive, not I guess. But I just think hockey is, it might be quicker, more interesting because it's on ice. I don't know.
It's very aggressive American mentality.
It is. It is.
Like,
and
they hit people.
Yeah,
so
going to a hockey game is really
so
fun.
So much fun.
Really, really fun. Yeah, that's all. That's all I have to say about that.
Right, well, that's it. I needed that. I needed an obligatory soccer bashing.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I haven't even met him yet.
It's
I'm bashing
fine.
His favorite sport. I'm so sorry.
You're not really bashing it. It's just he's going to take it that way.
Okay.
Love you, man. Very excited to have you on again. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I think the Orange and Blue game was
really.
I didn't go. I was in Orlando for an awards thing, but I watched it on TV. I watched SEC Network. And did you see any of the broadcast?
I went back and rewatched the broadcast.
Okay. Yeah. How did you feel about the Mullen being mic'd almost the whole game?
I liked it.
I just like to look at people when they talk, I guess. So when he kept talking, I was only looking at him, and they're playing football, and I'm like, Amanda, look at the game. Like,
I did notice
that.
That
was hard.
I did notice that. I was having a hard time because I was watching him. Like, yeah. What is he doing?
Yeah,
like,
me too. It was interesting to see, like, behind-the-scene kind of thing.
My favorite part of that whole thing when they got Mullen is that there's a certain point where they just are like, all right, Coach Mullen, we're just going to let you do your thing.
Yeah.
Like, go do your thing. And they just, like, let Mullen talk, like, about whatever. And he said nothing.
Yeah,
he was quiet for a minute, and then he went over to Billy Gonzalez and like, what you doing?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. He's like, oh, Billy, you lost, our receiver's not on the field. And he's like, oh, okay. That was it.
Yeah, it was just funny because I feel like he's such a loud, outspoken person. Everything else I've seen on social media with him being mic'd up or whatever, and he was not like that at all during the game, which I guess is a good thing. He doesn't have to be Like, the team was figuring out on their own and doing their own thing.
I mean, he wasn't technically coaching either of them. Right. He was just kind of there.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the touchdown passes to the alumni?
I think that was brilliant, honestly. I think Gator Nation has been a little bit dissatisfied with football, and I think this just made it really fun. Like, 53,000 people and at a inter-squad, whatever you want to call it, scrimmage, like, that was insane.
Well, like, I thought that as an attendee, mm-hmm. I was there the whole time. I had the most fun I've ever had at a spring game.
Really?
Despite it being the worst conditions, personally, it was hot.
It was hot.
It was hot.
I couldn't imagine.
I like loaded
at
up
3 o'clock.
On sunscreen. Like,
yeah.
And it was hot, but it was really fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
I will say, as a person in the stands, I was super confused when they threw the touchdown to the alumni.
Oh, because you couldn't
really
see.
It was I was like,
that
is that?
True. That is
and
true.
Then, and the second time, I actually liked that they did it a second time because mm-hmm. it didn't give free points to either team.
True.
They both got a touchdown.
They just got
out
a touchdown out of it.
I thought that Mullen went about it the right way mm-hmm. because from everything I've heard, the 14 practices have been really tough.
Yeah.
So these players deserved an opportunity to just go out and
have fun. And they showed off. I think there was some errors, mistakes, but I think all in all, it was good to watch it all. It was fun to see, like, their enthusiasm for the game again.
It's fun to watch players having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a success. I'm going to ask your prediction. Who do you think is going to win the quarterback battle?
I think Trask.
You think Trask?
I do.
All right. I mean, I can see it. Like, so initially, me and Sergio, like, watching the game there, mm-hmm. we were like, Frank's all the way.
Yeah.
And now that I've thought about it, and you guys can listen to our spring game review mm-hmm. episode, go back, and it'll be two episodes before this one. As I went back and I looked it over, they're a lot closer. I feel like
it'll be like a last minute decision, like it was last year again.
They cater to a different style.
Yeah, they're completely different.
So it's harder to evaluate. I think, though, that, I mean, like, Trask, I think, is a better, like, he hits the intermediate mm-hmm. game a lot better.
More technical,
but
I guess.
The big thing is that Franks, is a better runner. And
yeah.
I think that's going to be the thing.
And Mullen does like his, he likes his running quarterbacks. I don't know.
So, I mean, I don't really think it's going to be, the season I don't think is much different depending on either of them being quarterback.
No.
I think you just got to go with preferences.
Yep.
But, it was a really fun spring game. Made me actually really excited about Florida football, which was, I mean, what
that was the goal, I think, in Mullen's head. Like, let's just make it fun again. Because
this is the only
come.
Thing we get for the next several months.
Yeah.
So might as well make it, like, the issue, that's what, no matter whether it's warranted or not, that's what always happens in a spring game, is that it's the last thing you get for, like, 6 months. So, like, you just have to roll with it.
Yeah.
So,
I was waiting for Tebow to come out there and catch a pass.
He's too busy.
I know. I was just like, what if?
Hitting home runs for the Rumble Ponies. did you hear that Steve Spurrier wants Tim Tebow to be
quarterback. Brilliant.
I mean, I'm going to watch every single game that Steve Spurrier coaches.
Oh, yeah. How could you not?
Can they get him mic'd up?
Oh, my gosh. I think he'd be hilarious.
I would like to – I think they should have – like, because there's no other football going on, they should have one channel have the normal game feed and the other channel, because, like, at the national championship, they do the coaches room.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just Steve Spurrier mic'd up. And, like, that's it. And
that would
be
fun. Or, like, radio station. You just tune in on both. Yeah. You can hear both at the same time.
They have to find a way to just have that so that I can just listen to that. Because guaranteed, that's pretty much the only reason I'm watching this game.
Just for Spurrier.
Yes, of course. Like, you get to see Steve Spurrier – coach without any of the stuff that, like, he doesn't want to do. it's gonna be great.
He's funny. The few interactions I've had with him, he's just, how's it going, like, how's your day? And I'm like, I'm good, like.
I've still never met this man.
Yeah,
it's like one of my dreams. I'd like to meet Steve Spurrier.
It's the first time I saw him in the weight room, actually. I was like, oh my gosh, that's Steve Spurrier. Like, what do I do?
I remember
he's a normal person.
I remember when high school, like, my one. So, like, I have had interactions with Coach Mack before because I did the coach's show, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do the coach's show again next year. So, like, I'll have interactions with Coach Mullen.
Mm-hmm.
But back in high school, there was a player that went from my high school to here, Ahmad Fullwood.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
he was legit.
What?
He was legit.
He was really good in high school. Like,
yeah.
But, like, I remember I was in the office one day in high school. I went to go, like, drop off a paper for something because we were doing nothing in class. And then I'm walking by, and then I just see, like, nonchalantly Will Muschamp just walk in. And it was, like, the most – it was so weird because if you didn't know what he looked like, you would have just assumed he was a Gator fan. He was a guy with a Gator gear. Like, Dang. He just had a Gator thing, and he just walked in. It's like, oh, hey. And, like,
oh, hey, coach.
And I was freaking out. And I ended up not, like – interacting with him for very long. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, hi, coach. I was freaking out.
That's funny. It's like if you saw Nick Saban on the side of the road, like, what would you – I feel like that would be like a whoa.
If I saw Nick Saban, I would, like, give him a hug. I just feel like he needs a hug.
He needs a hug. Yeah, like, he's got real, a lot though. Of built up in him. But.
Yeah, I mean, like, and as I'm hugging him, I'll say, don't mistake this for me, like, liking you or anything. You just seem really stressed all the time.
Oh, the poor guy. He's successful, though. Gotta give it to him.
Yeah, well, spring game was fun. As that kind of closes, brings us to an end. Gymnastics only got two more meets left. Well, hopefully one more guaranteed.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
hopefully two.
Yeah.
And then the season's over. It's kind of sad.
It went so fast.
Yeah. I'll be honest, though. Like, this. So, like, in between SECs and, like...
So long.
And regional. And then you have, like, 2 weeks between regionals.
It's a whole month, yeah.
Like, I felt like gymnastics season ended a month ago.
I know, because you haven't seen it. And especially regionals, it wasn't, like, streamed on anything. Like, it wasn't very... Because there's just too many to cover. It was literally all in one day, which is so cool to be a gymnastics fan and have every team competing on one day. That is so cool. I can't wait till I'm not... I mean, I don't want to not be a gymnast, but I'm saying I can't wait till I can watch that.
Yeah, you get to just watch them all at the same time. You're going to have like the multiple TVs.
Yeah, like six screens of every single meet. Like, crazy fan.
I honestly would watch that.
That'd be a lot of gymnastics.
Well, hopefully everybody gets to tune in. It's going to be on ESPNU this Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Tune in, watch the Gators compete. And if you're not a Gator fan, watch other teams compete and hopefully us beat them.
Yes.
But,
yes,
yeah, I mean, that's all I have really to ask you. Do you have anything you want to talk about or say before we go?
I think we covered all of it.
Awesome.
It's exciting.
All right. Well, this has been Tyler and Amanda.
Yep.
You want to plug your Twitter handle or something?
Yeah. I am A Cheney, Cheney, 21 on Twitter and Instagram.
Go follow her. She's great. All right. We'll see you guys later. But thank you very much, Amanda, for coming on.
Thank you for having me again. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
That was Tyler Williams and Amanda Cheney in an interview that I loved being so much a part of. I felt so involved. I felt like I was basically there with you guys, you know?
I don't know what it would have been like if you weren't there.
Honestly,
like, I don't know how I would have done it.
No.
Like,
and you know what? I'm just so glad that Amanda did not bash soccer this time, you know? You didn't bash soccer. Amanda didn't bash soccer. Everyone fell in love with the world's game, and that's exactly what I enjoyed about this.
Yes.
Yes.
That is totally what happened.
We definitely didn't pre-record this ending where now I have to force you to talk about soccer. So
it's going to be the first thing I talk about now.
Oh, just get out the way right away. But I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Amanda. I am sure to – I'm very excited to listen to it because I will not be a member of that. Unfortunately, I will not be a member of that recording session. But, no, can't wait to listen to it. And we're going to go ahead and cheer on our Gators this weekend. And I guess that's it. Anything else you want to say, Tyler?
No.
Oh, wow.
I really feel like I should. But great interview with Amanda. Always fun talking to her.
Yeah.
But just good luck with the Lady Gators.
Yes.
Don't call them.
Yeah.
The
Gators. Thank you very much. Yeah. That's we don't do that.
The Florida Gators gymnastics team.
The Florida Gators gymnastics team.
Soon to be national champs.
Yes. Agreed. Soon to be national champs. Without further ado, my name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
That was Amanda, and we're not biased, but go Gators.
Go Gators.